Today we're going to be discussing whether or not a person recites Tachanun in the presence of a chassan on the day of his wedding, as well as day number 8 after Sheva Brachos. We'll explain what that means in a moment. The Mishnah Berura says that when it comes to the times in which Tachanun is not recited, also not when you're in the presence in the house of a chassan. Hainu explains, Misham shenichnas l'chup al-l'kaidim oimim. He says that it's only specifically the time right before he's about to get married, right before he goes to the chuppah. But before that, you say, which implies just according to those words, that let's say the wedding would be at 4 in the afternoon and he's by you by shachars, that would not be a reason for you to skip saying Tachanun that morning. The yesh makilin gam b'shachars. However, some people are also lenient when it comes to shachars, in which many people follow that line of the Mishnah Berura. According to the Chazon Ish, he says that Chasan biyom chupaso omer tachnon benefilas apayim ad kenisas l'chupa. According to the Chazon Ish, which is really the first opinion which we said, he holds that the Chasan, in his presence, you would continue to say tachnon up until that moment, until one enters into the chupa. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does say that v'yesh makilin, that there are those who are lenient. And when the filas apayim shomen l'hakil, that which we said that we go lenient, al chaynu davka im chupa tiskay mibod yom. It has to be that the wedding is at least during that day. So, okay, fine. We want to be lenient, and he's at our shul in the morning, so we're not going to say tachnun this morning, because he's going to be getting married. The kabbalas panim is at 7 o'clock, chupa is at 8 o'clock. Question is, what day is he really getting married? Is he getting married today, or is it going to be after shkia? The next day. Well, we can use that example as well. Nonetheless, in that situation, if it was not mibod yom, ima chupa b'layla, achrei seitz ha-kachavim, after the stars came out, omrim ha-kahal tachnun, bein b'shachas, bein b'mincha, av she'achas mispali mahem, even though he's davening here with you, and it's even mincha time, not even, forget about shachas, even mincha, but he's going to be getting married at night, so you should still say tachnun by mincha as well. But even that's not necessarily so clear. It depends where you are. What happens if he's getting married that night and you're davening mincha right before shkia, and right after you daven mincha, you're going to go to the wedding hall. You're in the wedding hall. And right before the chuppah, you want to chop a mincha. Anum im espalon mincha samuch erev. It's right before the evening. Verov hatzibur omi lishtati b'simchas achasam. The majority of the people there for the simcha. So certainly in the event that they're all dressed up for this wedding and they're at the wedding hall already, and their purpose is to stand in front of the chuppah momentarily, just a few minutes after the shkia. V'chasen imam, and you have the chasen who is in your presence. Ein lehem lomer tachnun. Even in that situation, you would not say tachnun, even though he's not really getting married until that evening. You don't have to say tachlon in the wedding hall by mincha. V'chol shekein, and certainly im tefilas mincha nerechas v'oil masimcha. As he says, certainly if you're actually at that place where the simcha is, kevisha masui hayom harbe, we find this very often. V'vaday ein lohem loimer tachlon v'af she'achasin ein miswan ata imahem. Even though the chasin is wherever he may be at the chasin's tish, nonetheless, if you decide to have a break off minyan in the wedding hall, and he's getting married after shkia, by that mincha you do not have to recite tachnun. Now, we know that when it comes to during the 7 days that the chassan is celebrating Sheva Brachos, that first week, we don't recite tachnun either. How about day number 8? What do you mean day number 8? There's no such thing as day number 8. It's not true. In fact, there's an interesting kula, an interesting leniency, which we're going to see, that maybe not everyone's familiar with, that even possibly on day number 8, tachnun should not be recited. What exactly is this? So it says as follows, quoting the words of the Mishnah Berura, it was manenu nahagin she'ein noiflin kol zayin yimei mishnah. Certainly, when it comes to the 7 days from the time the person's married, we don't recite tachnun in their presence. V'yafil im yom zayin hu yom ches. Even though the 7th day is really the 8th day from the time they were married. Provided that the time that you're davening is 7 days before, 24 hours from the time of the chuppah. And he explains a little bit better. Im hoya chuppah ma'at kodem l'erev. Let's say on a Sunday, person gets married at 7 in the afternoon, right? And it's still before Shkia. B'yom Aleph. Ein omrim tachnun ad yom Aleph haba ma'at kodem l'erev. So this person, he got married, it was Sunday afternoon. And we know that when it comes to reciting Sheva Brachos, he recites it up until Shabbos, not on Sunday. But when that person comes to Shul on Sunday morning, Me'es L'Es, it's still within the 7-day period of his time of getting married. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that during that point of time, even though technically it's day number 8, because it was on Sunday, now it's Sunday again is day number 8, nonetheless, because Shachris is before the time he was married, he got married later on in the afternoon, so then you wouldn't have to recite Tachlin then either in his presence. Now, this is only with regard to Tachlin. There's a machlokus, there's a dispute with regard to Sheva Brachos if we follow the same thing. For whatever reason, let's say in this scenario, he would have a lunch on Sunday. Would he recite Sheva Brachos on day number 8? Because after all, the lunch, which let's say was called for 1 o'clock, was before, when he got married a week before at 7 o'clock. No hagin shalol l'chashim me'es l'es. When it comes to Sheva Brachos, we do not hold of this concept me'es l'es of going exactly 24 hours, which is 7 for 7 days. Hainu mishum de suffik brachos l'hakil. Because the idea of Sheva Brachos are, well, brachos. And we know when it comes to brachos, we're makel, we go lenient. We don't want you to say a bracha in the event that there's a doubt whether or not you should say it. So therefore, in this situation, in this Sunday brunch, we would not have this person on day number 8 say Sheva Brachos. Inyan tachnun shom l'hak. We know, as we've seen in numerous other scenarios, that when it comes to tachnun, we're more lenient. V'cheinu hagin l'maisa, this is in fact what we're accustomed to do l'maisa. However, he adds that davka im achasana dain holich b'mavushik kavod ha-shavos b'yom tov b'yotzim ha-melacha. When he comes to shul that Sunday in day number 8, the only time we'll say not to say tachnun is in the event that he's dressed in accordance to the fact that he's still celebrating Sheva Brachos that week, that he's still within that week. At that moment, then we can be the Tzibur can be mishtatev in simchaso, we can join in his celebration. And in this honor, we will not recite Tachlin because of the Simcha. However, in conclusion, im kfar holich mebigdi chol, he comes into shul that Sunday morning with jeans, a tank top, whatever. The koshikin shosik kfar b'malacha, he goes to work already. Honeymoon's over. Shabazet in Sibur Chayv L'Chavit Chasson Yosim Yemenu. Obviously, we don't have to honor him more than he's honoring himself. And therefore, in that situation, when it comes to day number 8, Omrim Tachnin Karagil, we would still say Tachnin as we normally do.